Good morning, everyone. Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 7. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you two weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. And from Matthew, now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This is the word of the Lord.
I invite you to pray with me. Merciful God, on this first Sunday of Advent, we are anticipating the coming of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for this exciting time. Thank you for this beautiful time of the year, but it's also a busy time. So will your Spirit help us to focus on the right things as we look forward to welcoming the Messiah into our midst. Emmanuel, God with us. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Songs of Christmas. Four songs that you are very familiar with will be the inspiration for my messages this Advent and Christmas. And so, O Come, Emmanuel is one of the oldest Christmas carols we are still singing today. We're not exactly sure who the author was, but it is believed to be a priest or a monk that lived about 800 years after Christ was born. And originally, the carol contained 7 different verses, and the verses represented the different biblical views of the Messiah. And what they did was they sang or chanted one verse per day during the last 7 days before Christmas. And the song was first published in the 1850s in England, and it's a simple and reverent tribute to the birth of Christ and the fulfillment of God's promise to deliver his children from sin. And so it's a great song for us to begin the series with. And thank you to the choir for that beautiful rendition that they just did. So what inspired the author to write this? Well, he was thinking of Isaiah 7 verse 14. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son and she will name him Emmanuel. And this prophecy was made hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus' birth. And then an angel of the Lord repeated this as a promise to Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, and said, "She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel." Now, what you need to understand is that they didn't give this to Jesus as a name to go by. No one ever said to Jesus, "Good morning, Emmanuel. How are things going today?" Emmanuel described who Jesus was and what he would accomplish. He was God who became a man and who came to dwell with us humans, who came to be God with us. And in his arrival, he met the very deepest needs of our hearts. And so let's go a little deeper into those needs and how Christ still meets those needs today. And so first of all, Emmanuel, the fact that God is with us, meets our need to have a relationship with the divine, to have a relationship with God. It meets our need to know God and to be known by God. So the yearning of the Old Testament people for the Messiah has been fulfilled in the coming of Jesus. Emmanuel has come, and God is with us in the person of Jesus Christ. The God of all creation has come to recreate his creation, to redeem his creation, to do something that we cannot do, and that is to make us whole through Jesus Christ. And we all have this yearning to know this God who came to this planet in a personal way, to experience the reality of Emmanuel, of God with us. A reporter from the New York Times once interviewed Marilyn Monroe, and she was aware of Marilyn's past and the fact that during her early years she had been shuffled from one foster home to another. And so the reporter asked Marilyn, "Did you ever feel loved by any of the foster families you lived with?" And so Marilyn said, "Once when I was about 7 or 8, the woman I was living with at the time was putting makeup on. And I was watching her. And she was in a happy mood that day, so she reached out over and patted my cheeks with her rouge puff. For that moment, I felt loved by her." I mean, it's kind of a sad story if you think about it. But it somehow demonstrates the need we all have to be touched, the need we all have to be acknowledged, the need to be cared for by someone greater than ourselves. You see, God created us for a relationship with Him, to know Him, and to be known by Him. And fortunately, He made that possible through the arrival of Jesus, Emmanuel. God is with us, and He meets that need. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we know the true God. We live in union with the true God, in union with His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and this is eternal life. God has instilled within each of us a desire to know Him intimately, and He met that need by sending His Son. And so the message of Christmas is that God wants to make Himself known to you. And we get to know God personally through His Son, through Jesus. Now what you need to do is acknowledge Him in faith. Emmanuel, Jesus, who came to be God with us, also meets our need to have all our sin and our guilt removed. We need someone to rescue us from our sin, someone to save us from our guilt. There was this time during the most horrible persecutions of the Jews by the Nazis in Poland that an old Jewish cemetery keeper came into the cemetery one morning. And he found that during the night a woman had crept into an open grave and there given birth to a son. And she had died. And he found this child and he said to himself and he said to others, "This must be the Messiah, for only the Messiah could choose to be born in a grave." Well, it wasn't the Messiah the Jewish people are still waiting for, because the child died before noon that same day. And of course, we believe that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. But he was right when he said only the Messiah of God could choose to be born in a grave. Only a God who loves us the way God does could come into the midst of all the pain and life and death and bring us His grace. I mean, it's easy to be moved by the pictures of Jesus as an infant being held and loved by His mother. But that's where it ends for a lot of people, with the baby Jesus. What we need to be mindful of is that the baby would grow to become an adult and then be cruelly nailed to a cross. Jesus' birth was necessary so that in the end he could experience death for us. He died on the cross to meet our need to be forgiven. He gave His life so we don't have to pay for our sin and for our guilt. You were rescued from the useless way of life you learned from your ancestors. But, you know, you were not rescued by such things as silver or gold that don't last forever. You were rescued by the precious blood of Christ, that spotless and innocent lamb. And so you see, the Christ of Christmas cannot be disassociated from the Christ of the cross. Jesus paid the ransom price. He paid for it with His own blood. Why? So that you and I could be set free from every sin we've ever committed. And the way that happens is through faith in Jesus. When you accept Christ and trust Him as your Savior, you appear in God's eyes with the righteousness of Jesus Himself. And it's not something you do or have done. It's because of what Jesus has done for you. And so Emmanuel, God with us, meets our need for a loving relationship with God, and He meets our need for forgiveness. And Emmanuel also meets our need to have God as a constant companion, our need for God's presence in our lives. There's the story, you probably heard the story before, my guess is, but a couple had two boys, 8 and 10, who were always getting into trouble. And the parents were certain that if any mischief occurred in the community, that their two boys were probably involved. And they didn't know what to do about their behavior. And then the mother heard about a pastor who'd been successful in disciplining children. It wasn't me, by the way, okay? So she brought the two boys to him, and the pastor asked to see the boys individually, and the youngest went first. And he sat the boy down, and he asked him, "Okay, tell me, where is God?" And the boy made no attempt to answer. And the pastor asked again, this time in a sterner voice, "What would you say, where is God?" And still no answer. And the pastor became impatient and he shook his finger at the boy and asked in an even sterner voice, "Where is God?" And at that, the boy ran from the room. And his older brother asked him, "What happened?" And the younger brother replied, "We're really in trouble this time. They think God is missing and they think we did it." Have you heard that before? No? So it's kind of like a well-known story. But so listen, we know that God has never come up missing in the general sense of the word, but he has come up missing in some of our lives. If that's the case, though, it's not because God doesn't want to be with us. It's not because he doesn't want to be present in our lives. It's because we have chosen to walk away from him. God is as close to you as you want him to be. And so you see, Emmanuel, God with us, isn't a temporary reality. It's a permanent and consistent truth. As God said, "I will live with them and walk with them, and I will be their God and they will be my people." He says, "I will live with you. I will be your God and you will be my people." I mean, there are times when it might feel as if God has abandoned you. But please know it's never the case. We cannot let our emotional state of mind determine what is truth and error. And the truth is that no matter what you're dealing with right now, God will never leave you or forsake you. It says, "I will be with you always, even until the end of the world." He will be with you day after day, right up to the end of the age. And there will never be a time in your life where on this earth or in the life to come where Jesus will not be your ever-present companion. It is the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of waiting and expecting the birth of Christ anew into our world and into our lives on Christmas. But Advent is also about waiting and being prepared for another coming of Christ. He already came to earth on Christmas as a baby. He was born into our world and grew up and was crucified and raised from the dead and went back to be with the Father in heaven. But he will come again. And when he returns this time, though, it'll not be as a cuddly infant in a cradle. It'll be as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will come to usher in God's new creation. There is a new world coming, a much better world for those who believe, a place where we will dwell forever in the presence of Emmanuel. So as we gather to sing the songs of Christmas this year, let's not forget that the song on our lips needs to be a song coming from our hearts. O come, Emmanuel. God is with us. And so this Christmas, more than any other, let's begin to truly praise Him for what He has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, thank You that we can have a personal relationship with You through Your Son, Jesus. Thank You that the whole purpose of His coming to earth was to redeem us and save us from our sin and our guilt. And thank You that You promised that You will never leave us or forsake us. You will always be with us until the end of time. Thank You for Advent. Help us to anticipate and look for and welcome Emmanuel, because You came to be with us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.